33 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. Radio gets results. Radio gets results. That's 1-800-205-6245.
American Freedom Network, and our regularly scheduled guest is not here, so if you would like to call in, our number is 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255, and I thought maybe we'd talk a little bit this morning about how they deceive the American people, and they always have to have an excuse, a reason why things are happening. That has nothing to do with the real reason, because there is a common denominator behind everything going on in the world, and there always has been. This effort to bring about a one-world government with a new world leader, and, of course, a one-world religion. When you go back to the time of the First World War, there was really no reason why America should have gone into the First World War. It wasn't our war. It was a contrived war. And most Americans felt that way. But J.P. Morgan and his associates bought up the editorial policy of 25 of the major newspapers in America and then sent their editors out to those newspapers to shape the reality of the American people. And the American people heard the stories of the poor Belgian women who were being raped and ravished by the German soldiers, the wicked Huns, and how, of course, the Huns were terrible people. They were cutting off the women's breasts with their bayonets and the hands of the little Belgian boys. And there were posters all across America showing the Huns with the blood dripping from their fangs and from their hands as they cut off the hands of the little Belgian boys. And an awful lot of Americans believed the propaganda, just as we're being told that all the Muslims hate us and we've just got to kill all those Muslims before they kill us. And the propaganda that is being circulated, against the Muslims, and not that there aren't some bad Muslims out there, there were some crazy things in their faith, but the average Muslim doesn't want to kill America. If they did, why, we would have all sorts of violence in this country. We've got millions of Muslims living here, and yet we're not having all sorts of violence here. There have been no major attacks since September 11th when 15 Saudi Arabians supposedly took down the Twin Towers and the Pentagon and building number 7. 15 Saudi Arabians. Why didn't we go to war with Saudi Arabia? They're the ones who are financing this whole world terrorist movement, but nothing is it appears to be. And so you go back to the First World War. Why, of course, they managed to manipulate us into the war, having nothing to do with the Lusitania. It had to do with the Zimmern letter. I wonder how many Americans have ever heard of the Zimmern letter. And if Zimmern wasn't part of the Brotherhood of Darkness, I'll be very, very surprised. But that's another story. Under any circumstances, they got America into the war. We fought the war. And actually, many years ago, I ran into one of the young men who had been young when he had volunteered to go join the American Expeditionary Force to go to Europe to fight the wicked Huns, to protect the Belgian women and the little boys. And then when they finally got to Belgium, there weren't any raped women. There weren't any little boys with their hands cut off. And he realized that he had been fighting and all of his friends had died because it was a lie. So how did they begin to justify the First World War to the American people? Well, we couldn't tell them the truth, and that is that the slogans that were used at that time were what it was really all about. The war to make the world safer democracy. You only have to read the writings of the Satanist Manly P. Hall in his book, The Secret Destiny of America. And he will tell you that there have been secret groups and secret societies for 3,000 years working to bring about world democracy. Is that why we're fighting over in Iraq today, to bring world democracy? We carry a Manly P. Hall's book. It's an important little book to read. The Secret Destiny of America is not in our catalog. We don't want people to think we're recommending it, but we want you to understand. And the other slogan that was used in the First World War was the war to end all wars. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't it be willing to die to the war to end all wars? Of course, that was because they wanted to bring about a world government, and then there would be no more wars. At least that's what they were trying to tell the populace. But, of course, we fought the war, and there have been lots of wars since then. It was simply a slogan to get young men to be willing to fight and bleed and suffer and die. Well, it became very obvious after the war that everything was a lie, and the American people were furious that they'd been manipulated. They realized the propaganda. They were smart enough then to recognize propaganda. I wonder how many Americans recognize the propaganda today that's preparing us for a war with the Muslim world and probably another war with Russia and China down the line. But they came up with an excuse. It was the munitions manufacturers. They were the ones who were responsible for the war. And there were a number of books that were written. And that was the excuse. It was the munitions manufacturers, because munitions manufacturers made money. And if they made money, they must have been behind the war. Well, of course, that nothing could have been further from the truth. And that's, of course, laid out in a wonderful book we found in a library, written by a man who, one of the few people, whoever was told by the people on the inside what it was all about. And the book is called Confessions of a Reformer. And we, you know, we have the book. And this gentleman was with Colonel House at Versailles. And he ran into what were known as Milner's men. They were the front group for Cecil Rhodes' secret society. And when the author, you know, said, well, you know, this is all about money, all about making money, they said, no, you don't understand. The war was all about the white man's burden. We have to bring about this world government. That's what it was about. And actually, he was the one who arranged for the British group to join together with the American group, and the British group formed the Royal Institute for International Affairs. The American group founded the Council on Foreign Relations. The book, Confessions of a Reformer, you'll see it referenced and even quoted extensively in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. I recommend it to you. You need to read it. But understand, they convinced the American people it was all the wicked munitions manufacturers, never letting them understand that there were secret occult societies. And to this day, most of the people in the CFR have no idea of the occult foundation of the beliefs of the people who really run that organization. Well, then, of course, we get to the Second World War, and nobody wanted the Second World War. They remembered the futility of the First World War, and on December 6, 1941, 99% of the American people didn't want to go to war.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our telephone number is 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. We'd love to hear from you. But we get to the Second World War, and nobody wanted to go to war. Well, they needed an incident. Pearl Harbor was the incident, and it was all staged. If you read, we have a four-tape set on Pearl Harbor. Read Robert Stennett's book. You know very well that they knew the attack was coming. They left the fleet at Pearl Harbor. Of course, they were smart enough to pull out the aircraft carriers. They left only the battleships there, which they knew would not be that important for winning the war. And they needed to have a lot of Americans killed to get the American people into the war, and that's just what happened. And those of you who would like to see the pages from the diary of Henry Stimson, the Secretary of War at that time, he was Skull and Bones in CFR, and of course he tells about going to the White House on the 25th of November, and the President said the attack is coming probably next Monday. The only question is how we're going to get into the war and get the Japanese to fire the first shot. Those are the exact words that Stimson wrote down that Roosevelt had told them. Well, the attack came a week later than they anticipated, but they knew exactly where the Japanese fleet was. We tracked it all the way across the Pacific Ocean. But they can't let the American people know that, and they had to make the Japanese responsible. That's why they rounded up the American citizens of Japanese descent and put them in a concentration camp because the Japanese were at fault. And of course, then we fought a long and terrible and bloody war. And the Japanese kept trying to surrender, and we wouldn't let them surrender because they wanted to prolong the war and have as much carnage as possible, both in the Pacific and certainly in the European sector. I had the opportunity of spending time with General Wedemeyer, who was in charge of planning for the American forces, and he told me there was no reason to invade North Africa or Italy. I mean, they were ready to attack the mainland, German mainland, to attack the heartland of the enemy in 1943, but Churchill wouldn't let them. And you only understand that when you understand Churchill was a Druid, was dedicated to this idea of world government, and, of course, was quite willing to sacrifice as many people as he could to prolong the war and the carnage, because that's how we were going to get the world to go along with the United Nations. That was to be the world government. Well, of course, the League of Nations had failed. The United Nations was established, but even though the United Nations Treaty was written by Alger Hiss, who most people think was a communist, and he probably was, but he was also a leader of the Council on Foreign Relations. He was actually the president of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace at the time. He was outed as being a communist, but you have to understand that there's very little difference between Russian communists and our own homegrown breed of communists. They all work together for the same goal. They want an elitist society where they are in control, the one world order, the one world religion, the one world leader. Well, of course, after the Second World War, then we had to convince the American people it was all the wicked Germans, and it was the wicked Japanese, and never pointing out, of course, that the Japanese leader, Hirohito, was a member of the Order of the Garters, this ancient secret society dedicated to these goals, and of course never pointing out that during the Second World War, Standard Oil, Exxon, or Standard Oil tankers were fueling the German submarines so they could sink our ships and kill our sailors, and maybe there'd be a troop ship, they could kill the troops on board. And all during the Second World War, American corporations were manufacturing the war material for Adolf Hitler in Hitler's Germany. If you haven't read the book, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, that's Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. We carry it, a very important book. They don't want you to understand this. If you haven't seen my interview with Professor Sutton, the best enemies money could buy. The best enemies money could buy. That's a video. It is available now on DVD or video from Radio Liberty. It's an interview I did with Professor Sutton back in 1980 before he went to be with the Lord. Under any circumstances, I mean, they couldn't let the American people know that American corporations, including a corporation which George Herbert Walker Bush's grandfather, Prescott Bush, worked for, that was, of course, Brown Brothers Harriman, and they were actually indicted for working with Adolf Hitler and the Nazi Party during the Second World War. And the last thing we could ever let the American people know is that we brought so many of the Nazis to America after the Second World War, Nazi war criminals who should have been executed, thousands, probably at least 1,000, maybe more, under Operation Paperclip, and we have a great 4-tape set on that. But the rat line, the story of the rat line, how MI6 and the CIA and the occult segment of the Vatican actually helped the Nazi war criminals escape. 10,000 Nazi war criminals escaped to South America, and that would be Martin Bormann and Klaus Barbie and Adolf Eichmann and Mengele and 9,996 others. We can't let the American people understand that the same spiritual forces that energized the CIA back at that time, and that was, of course, under the control of Alan Dulles and the man before him, Wild Bill Donovan, the OSS, and they were both CFR, Council on Foreign Relations members. Those same cult forces are alive and well in America today. And you can check this out on the Internet. Go up there and Google in the rat line, or CIA and the rat line, and we even have a video of Sam Donaldson. He did an excellent report, I think it was on 2020, where he actually, you know, tracked down some of the Nazis living in Paraguay and Argentina, and this is probably in the early 1990s, and you know, they were getting to be older men at this time, but they were living comfortably in South America, and the CIA knew exactly where they were. And the CIA wouldn't even tell the Jewish agencies who were trying to track them down, but it eventually did get Eichmann and the other, Klaus Barbie, and take them back to stand trial for the crimes. But Mengele, in fact, I've talked to at least three people, and I know another fellow has talked to at least three people who met Mengele here in the United States, where he continued some of his horrible experiments. You remember the Angel of Death? Dr. Mengele from the Nazi concentration camps, but we can't let the American people understand that, or the close relationship that exists between the American leaders and the communist leaders, the American leaders and the Nazi leaders, because behind all of this is the spiritual hierarchy that rules the world. Well, of course, most people believe that the Germans and the Nazis and the Japanese were the wicked people responsible for the Second World War, but immediately after the war, why, we had Eastern Europe go communist and China go communist, and how are you going to explain that? I mean, well, we had to have communists working at the highest levels of our government. That was why that happened, and that led to McCarthyism, and McCarthyism was then discredited. I'll never forget when they had the Army McCarthy hearings, and they discontinued all advertising and all programs, and all the radio, all the television networks All they showed was the Army McCarthy hearings. Why? To focus our attention on that and to discredit Joe McCarthy. And so, because he said there were communists working on a government. Well, there were communists working in a government, but they weren't the ones who had turned Eastern Europe and China over to the communists. That was the Council on Foreign Relations, which controlled American foreign policy. But we can't let the American people know that, so we've got to focus their attention on the communists. And there are many people to this day who believe Joe McCarthy was right, and in some respects he was. There were communists there, but they were not the ones who were responsible for American foreign policy. It was the globalists, the internationalists, who wanted one world order and the new world religion and the new world leader. Well, our telephone number is 1-970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. And I'm having a little trouble with my voice, so if you're out there and you have a question or comment, give us a call to give me a rest. Otherwise, we'll have to struggle along here. So, basically, of course, there are a lot of people in America who are saying, well, there's got to be communists in our government, you know. And so Harry Truman goes to war with North Korea, because how can the American people believe they're communists in our government when we're fighting the communists in North Korea? Of course, it was a no-win war. We were never allowed to try to win. In fact, if you read General MacArthur's book, Reminiscences, you will find that the Washington stationed the 7th Naval Fleet, 7th American Naval Fleet, between Formosa or Taiwan and the mainland, not to prevent the Chinese communists from invading Taiwan, but to prevent the forces on Taiwan from invading communist China, so that the Chinese communists could take two full armies of communist troops and send them up in Manchuria to come down and kill our troops in North Korea. Now, why would the Chinese communists pull those forces off the mainland, you know? How could they know that the American 7th Fleet would remain there? After all, we could have pulled the 7th Fleet out. The Taiwanese, now who are fully armed, could have invaded the mainland and taken China back. Why? Very, very simply, because there have always been secret agreements going on behind the scenes, and people don't know them. And if you read MacArthur's book, Reminiscences, or it's all quoted in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, why General Lin Piao, who is the Supreme Commander of the Chinese Army, said, I would never have risked my troops and my military reputation and attacked across the Yalu if I had not been guaranteed that Washington would restrain General MacArthur from retaliating against my supply lines. Now, how did the Chinese general know something that General MacArthur didn't know? Well, see, there were these secret agreements. There always have been. There is a spiritual hierarchy that runs the world, and if you doubt that, why, you can call us and we'll send you a copy of their pamphlet. They brag about this. We actually offer it. It's called a Spiritual Hierarchy. It's put out by the Lucis Trust, lucistrust.org, and we'll be glad to send it to you, where they tell you about the spiritual hierarchy that has people planted in both the East and the West, and, of course, directs the course of world affairs. And if you don't know about the spiritual hierarchy, nothing makes sense. Once you understand it, everything makes sense. And you understand why we go into no-win wars after no-win wars. Well, anyway, after the no-win war in Korea, why, we went into a no-win war in Vietnam. But people kept saying, well, why did we go there? Why did we really go there? Because it was pretty obvious that we didn't try to win. And, oh, it was the oil. We wanted the oil. That was the reason we went into Vietnam for the oil. And no, we didn't go into Vietnam for the oil. We went in there as a diversion so the American people wouldn't see what was going on here at home. And it was during the Vietnam War that they took God and prayer out of our schools or began to enforce the laws. Initially, that started in 62, but, I mean, they began to advance this during the Vietnam War, and of course, they began to centralize all power in Washington, D.C., and brought in this social revolution, the socialist revolution, with Medicare and Medi-Cal and federal welfare programs and federal housing programs and federal education programs, and all of this was, of course, staged McGeorge Bundy was Skull and Bones, and CFR was the man primarily instrumental in getting us into Vietnam. He headed the National Security Council, wrote an article for Foreign Affairs, a CFR magazine in 67, where he talked about the social revolution and how the road forward at home was not in pulling out of Vietnam. The road forward at home was by persistence in Vietnam. Our number, 970-689-8255. Give us a call, 970-689-8255. Here, the American Freedom Network.
Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our telephone number, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. And so we went to war in Vietnam. We never went to war to win. We were never allowed to win. Our men fought bravely. They did everything right from a military point of view, but any time we began to win the war, Washington, D.C. would insist we back away, or whether it would be bombing of North Vietnam. We were never allowed to bomb any of the key places, Haiphong, the Haiphong railroads, the dikes in North Vietnam, the electric plants in North Vietnam. All we had to do that was one raid, we would have ended the war, there'd be no electricity. We would have flooded North Vietnam if we'd bombed the dikes. But you see, they didn't want to end the war anymore. They want to end the war in Iraq today, because Iraq is Vietnam all over again. It's deja vu all over again. Well, who do we have on the line?
Hello, Dr. Stan. This is Jerry in Greeley.
Hi, Jerry. How are you doing?
Good, sir. With your help and the help of others, I've been trying to overcome the brainwashing that I received in the government's mandatory youth indoctrination centers. And I've been trying to learn about real history instead of the whitewashed, propagandized history that we generally receive in the government schools. And somewhat along the lines of this morning's topic, I've been focusing a little lately on the so-called Spanish-American War.
Yes, fascinating war.
And well, I was going to ask for your overall view on that, what I understand the rest of the world calls America's War on the Philippines.
Well, there were really two parts of the Spanish-American War, and we never talk about the Philippine-American War. I mean, certainly the Spanish-American War was over in very, very short order after, you know, first of all, it was a contrived battle. You know, we put the battleship Maine in the harbor at Havana, and why you do that when, of course, there was the suggestion we might be going to war, and then, of course, there's an explosion, and everybody says, oh, the Spanish did that. They sunk the Maine, and, of course, later on we find out the explosion was inside the Maine, and the war was unnecessary. But the first part of the war was the Spanish-American War, and Spain soon capitulated, and we ended up with the Philippines, certainly Cuba and a couple of other islands, and then the big thing was the Philippines. Now the Philippines had been fighting the Spanish; they wanted their independence, so we moved in there, and of course the Philippine American War lasted for about 4 years, and we killed between 200,000 and 150,000. Between 200,000 and 1.5 million Filipinos. And it was totally unjustified. A lot of the Filipinos died of disease because we totally disrupted their society. And it was a horrible, brutal war, and the average American has never heard of the Philippine-American War. And as I say, between 200,000 and 1.5 million Filipinos were slaughtered by the American troops. And we said it was a great victory. We were bringing them freedom. They wanted to be free, and we didn't want them to be free. This was the first step along the way towards America's manifest destiny of controlling the whole world and establishing the American empire. And even though today we've nominally given the Philippines, you know, their freedom, we have troops stationed there helping them, you know, in their battle against terrorism, and we pretty well manipulate their elections so that the people who are favorable to the United States always win the elections. And as with so many countries throughout the world, we really control nations. We have our troops in 130 nations today. But everybody's forgotten the Philippine-American War.
It's astounding to me how well that's been essentially brushed out of the history books.
It really is. But you can go up on Wikipedia. They have a very, very good section on the Philippine-American War, and I'd suggest you do that if you want a lot more information than I can give you right on the spur of the moment. But a lot of our military was over there fighting, and that's where they got their experience, was in slaughtering the Filipinos.
I have read about some, just as you say, just outright slaughter, some horrible war crimes and atrocities.
Yeah. But we never talk about that. We don't want the American people to understand that the real trust of the secret government that runs America is this idea of a world empire. In fact, we've got a great book on the secret history of America's empire and a four-tape set going along with the same basic theme.
Sir, in closing, I just wanted to mention also, I very briefly caught the end of Ron Paul's appearance on Meet the Press yesterday.
How was that? I was so sorry I missed it.
Well, I only caught a little bit of it at the end, but I was surprised when Tim Russert closed by advising Ron Paul to stay safe on the campaign trail. I thought that was an odd closing comment.
I think that Tim Russert may be more favorable to our position than you suspect. Remember, it was Tim Russert who, during the 2004 election, asked both George Bush and John Kerry about their membership in the Skull and Bone Society.
Yes.
If Russert weren't somewhat aware of what's going on, he never would have asked that question.
Yes, sir. That makes sense. Well, thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless, and thanks very much for calling.
Take care.
All right, that was Jerry calling from Greeley. Our number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. And you can love America, and because I think this is the greatest country in the world, but there have always been two forces here. There's been the occult force and the Christian force. And initially, the Christian force was a major driving force behind everything going on. But it wasn't long before the occult force began putting its people, planting them in key positions in our government. So, you know, certainly one reason for the Civil War was to begin to centralize more power in Washington, D.C., and get the 14th and 15th Amendments passed, which were aimed at centralizing power with a federal authority and taking us away from individual freedom under God towards dependence upon the federal government. And then, of course, by 1899, by 1898, when the Spanish-American War came about, William Randolph Hearst and the number of the people, Teddy Roosevelt was certainly part of this whole group looking for the manifest destiny of the United States. In fact, if you read the writings of the elitists, they will tell you that President Roosevelt was the first aristocratic president we'd had. And he was. He really believed in this idea of the ruling elite, and he was part and parcel of it. And, of course, was instrumental in getting his reputation on the charge of San Juan Hill there during the Spanish-American War. I mean, it wasn't much of a war, you know, against the Spanish. We only lost 5,000 men, you know, and it was a terrible tragedy because the war was unnecessary. But everybody's forgotten the Philippine-American War. And how could you forget a war where between 200,000 and 1.5 million Filipinos were slaughtered by the Americans? And, of course, a lot of the Filipinos died from disease and cholera. That was simply because we had totally disrupted their society. But it's unfortunate, but you can go to Wikipedia, you can look it up, and there's so much information that is never taught in schools. And it's about time we begin learning the history, understanding the occult forces, and take America back. Because the Constitution still is all the land.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention, and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and of course we've simply been talking about how time and time again we are manipulated into believing we go to war for an entirely different reason. Why did we go into Iraq? Oh, because Saddam Hussein was such a terrible guy. People have forgotten. Saddam Hussein used to work for the CIA back in the 50s. He was a professional assassin, and we backed him all during the 80s, and time and again during the 1990s, why the Iraqi military tried to get rid of Saddam, and each time the American State Department betrayed the Iraqi military officers. That's covered in the book we carry called See No Evil by Robert Baer. That's See No Evil by Robert Baer. You need to get the book. You need to read it. You need to understand. The Iraqis would have taken care of Saddam if they had not been betrayed by our State Department. Understand that everything seems to be following a cosmic schedule. There is a plan, a master plan, by these spiritual forces to plunge the world, I fear, into a third world war. First of all, probably with the Muslim world, and then with the communist world, which of course we're doing everything we can to build up. And understand that there are these powerful spiritual forces, the spiritual hierarchy that works behind the scenes. And if you doubt it, we'll be glad to send you their pamphlet, not my pamphlet. Their pamphlet. Why doesn't anybody ever talk about it? You'll have to ask them. Well, remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, remember our number, 970-689-8255, if you'd like to give us a question. But tomorrow we celebrate the birth of our Savior, of Jesus Christ. And, of course, you can see the very clever, diabolical effort there is to take Christ out of Christmas and to make it certainly a terrible thing to talk about Christianity or to send out Christmas cards. I think it was Barbara Walters who recently was very offended because she got a Christmas card from the president that had a Bible verse in it. Oh, how terrible that was to get a Christmas card with a Bible verse in it. And you have to understand there are people who hate Christianity. And that is the common denominator behind everything going on today, is this effort to destroy Christianity. Which, certainly if you're a Christian, that should make you, at least on one hand, happy to realize, of course, that there is this tremendous force aligned against Christianity. And why? Because I believe it is the true religion. I believe that Jesus Christ came to earth to die for my sins. And, of course, as a sinner, I can certainly, you know, have a feeling of that I'm not going to have to worry. Otherwise, because I'd be concerned all the time by some of the things I might have done when I was a very young man. We get older, we get wiser. We wish we hadn't done some of the things we did, but at least we can be forgiven for our sins. And of course, that is the message of Christianity: that we're all sinners. And, of course, there are ministries out there that never want to talk about sin, that don't believe in hell or punishment, that don't believe that God does judge people for their sins, and the only hope we have is the promise of Jesus Christ, that we can be forgiven for our sins. And so understand that we are involved in a spiritual battle. You see it being played out at Christmas time with the organized effort to take the Christ out of Christmas. But don't let them do that. Don't let them spoil this wonderful, wonderful time of the year for you and for your family. Because understand that Christianity is real. That the story of laid out in the Bible is accurate. And if it weren't, the other side would not be attacking it as vehemently as they are. Because there is an intense hatred of the Christian message and of the Christian hope. And unfortunately, more and more people are being recruited into the other side, and they're actually being recruited in our Christian churches, because our Christian churches, many of them have been infiltrated. 60 Minutes last night had a session with a fellow named Osteen, I believe it is. His television program is seen by millions of people throughout the world. And he talks about being a Christian, but he never brings up Jesus Christ, nor does he bring up the idea that we're sinners and we're saved, that we need a Savior. And that is, of course, the big thing. If we're not sinners, we don't need a Savior. If there is no eternal punishment, we don't need a Savior. And what they have done very effectively in their effort to infiltrate Christian church is to change both the message and the music of the Christian church. Well, you don't have to let them do it. We're on the right side. They're on the wrong side. We have a hope in the death of Jesus Christ. Oh, but first of all, of course, oh, we need to look to this season to remember he was born in a manger, and of course he grew up, you know, certainly preparing for that ultimate sacrifice he would eventually make. And of course, Jesus came to earth to die. It wasn't the Romans, it wasn't the Jews who killed him. It was always predetermined that he would die on the cross as a sacrifice for our sins. And what a wonderful, wonderful hope we have in contrast to others. You know, if there is no God, if the Christian message is false, then there really is no hope. And we spend our lives, 70 years here, and in quiet desperation, life has no meaning. Whereas if God made us, each one of us is made in the image and likeness of God, we have the most wonderful hope which is imaginable. I feel sorry for the people who do not embrace the Christian faith because, of course, they have nothing to look forward to. And when they approach the time of death, as we all will, why, of course, there is nothing beyond, whereas we have the hope of an eternity with our Lord. So let me take this opportunity to wish each and every one of you out there a wonderful, wonderful Christmas, and with the realization that there truly is a spiritual battle going on, but we're on the right side of that spiritual battle. Christ is real, God is real, and the forces of darkness are real too. But aren't you glad we're on the right side? And so, Merry Christmas. We'll be back with you on Wednesday. Until then, may the Lord, may you have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed Christmas.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan again. This is a time when I need to remind our listeners, Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. If you agree with our message, if you believe we're primarily involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, cultural, financial, educational battlefield, why we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and helping us as we reach out 5 hours every single day, trying to educate people about what's really going on. And we provide information you're just not going to get elsewhere, because we've been at this for 45 years, made an awful lot of mistakes, but I think we have a pretty good grasp of what's going on now. And so if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will want to get some of the material we put out. My book, Brotherhood of Darkness, is important. And if you haven't read it, you really should. If you can't afford the book, you can go up on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com, and we actually have the DVD of my talk from which the book actually came. And that's at RadioLiberty.com. And we have all sorts of videos posted up there that actually will you know, give you insight into what's going on, and you're welcome to watch them free of charge. We have our programs, many of them are archived there on MP3. Our newsletters are there, and you can pull them down and copy them and disseminate them, and you can help us reach others, because you're going to have to do it. I can only reach so many people. A lot of people don't want to hear about this sort of thing, or they don't believe it. But your job is not to convince them. Your job is just to tell them. If the Lord wants them to hear or understand, they will. And that's what keeps me going, the realization that this is not my battle. This is a spiritual battle, and my job is to do my best, but not to be successful. Hopefully we will be successful, but only if, you know, if the Lord blesses our effort. Now, one of the things that's happening is the whole economic system of our country is beginning to fall apart, and the whole economic system of the world is beginning to fall apart, and so many of the largest banks in the world are illiquid today. It's not that they need you know, more in the way of money. Basically, they themselves are bankrupt because they have made obligations that they can't possibly fulfill. And so it's not that they are liquid, they're insolvent. And so out of the chaos that is coming financially, why, of course, there'll be an opportunity to reach an awful lot of people as well. Because an awful lot of people are going to lose their jobs, their homes, their savings, their annuities, their everything that they put their confidence in, their insurance, value of their insurance policies, their pension funds. You need to get my talk, Financial Tsunami. Financial Tsunami. And there's a talk, a video, or DVD, and then there's a syllabus. And the syllabus is really very important. You need to get my talk, The History of Money. You need to get the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy by Professor Sutton, and certainly the book, Fiat Money Inflation in France. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Have a wonderful and glorious Christmas. Remember, Jesus Christ is the reason for the season.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.